We are on Daf Nun Aleph Amid Beis. The second line, from where the line starts getting wide, towards the end of the line. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel Oif Shenechpat Opnei Hamayim. I'd like to mention the Chasam Sofer says that a oif is a very delicate animal, a very cholishtik animal, so the inyan of risik evorim can come very readily by an oif. So Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, oif shenechbat al pnei hamayim. What does this mean? So Rashi says, Oif shen nechbat v'nofal al kol chay al pnei hano. Posh means it was thrown down al pnei hano. V'ika l'meichesh l'risik. That means the force of the throw that would have fell on the water, that could bring about risik evor. So Rav Yehuda Mashmul said, Kiven sheshot Malaika Masai, but if it swam, Malaika Masai daya. So swimming by a knife is equivalent to hiloch, and by hiloch we pasken filobedika nami loitzriche. So that is the chiddush. That is the chiddush of Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Rashi says, "Kivin sheshot malay kaimosay havalei kahaliche." So this is equivalent to haliche if the oif is bekoyach to swim. She'ena tzricha bedike. So it doesn't need bedike. That is like hilach. V'loy amorim. But now the Gemara continues. That is dafke. Elo mimato lemailo. If the oif is swimming connected the current. So Mimele, so then I attribute that was capable of swimming connected the current, so that's Hiloch, that's Zicha, it's going on its own accord, with its own Keiches. Aval Milamailo Lemato, but if it's going with the current, Mayo Hu Da Ashpale, so it's going to get, the water is carrying the oif, it's not a right that there's Hiloch from the oif, the water is carrying the oif. Look to Gemara Vaita, v'i maya kaimi, but what if you have standing water, is less lanbo, so then it doesn't matter. V'i maya de kaimi kagoin agamim, less lanbo, dafilu milamayla lemata shaper domi. Afilu lamaila lamata shaper domi. So the achreinim muchazich, what is the chiddush of lamaila lamata by agamim? There's no lamaila lamata. There's. So the sichas chulin brings down that others want to say that it is speaking about that you have running water. There's no current. Could be an agam, could have you water that's coming into a lake and it's going out of the lake. But there's no, it's no atmistic current. So memele, so here, afilu lemaila lemata is also a raya that it is, that there's no risik evorim. I once heard a meiridik evort from a Breslau was al gesundheim. He said over the medrash in Seif Kehela says that when a person is Seif Dova Hakel Nishma, that when a person is Niftar, Sahakol Nishme, I think the Rebbeinu Shel Olam sends the Malachim to hear what people are speaking about that person. Was he a kosher? Wasn't he a kosher? That is one of the milas. So he said over that someone says a mordik about. Here we have a gewaldic simen, what is called a kosher. A kosher is if he goes against the current. That means that he wasn't influenced by but what the Hamoinam wants, he's going against his hoilich mimata lemaila. That is called a kosher. We just went together with the stream. That's not called a kosher. Al koponim, so here we have, this is a simen kosher that's going mimata lemaila. What if there's some, if you threw in wood, or there was some pieces of wood in this snow, so Rashi says, Vimhoyo kisme eitzim mushlochim beno. The oif is swimming, there's a lot of pictures here in the Sikha school, and so we can figure it out very easily. The oif is swimming, and there's some pieces of wood that's also floating with the current. And the oif is going quicker than the wood. So then you see that al-kochach, it's not the current. Al-kochach, it's the oif is swimming more. So b'meila then, afilu l'mayla l'mata n'ano, it's also considered a hiloch. V'shad tzivi v'kodme, and the oif came out before the tzivi, al-kodme. So then you see that it is from the koyach of the oif. Rashi says, "V'kodme il tzivi, it came before the tzivi, milamayla lamata, afila b'mayda loikayme, afila it's water that's not standing, there's a current, shari, dekivin, dekodme, ihu l'tzivi, since the oif came before the wood, ihu dekoshot, akochach is swimming." So we have here hiloch. So now we're finished with water. If a oif fell on water, was thrown on water. Glima mosech. What if you have a beged that is spread out on four yesedos and a oif fell, was thrown on this glima. But this glima's mesiach, it's stretched out. So the oif falls on this glima. It's chashina, so we're afraid that also hisikevorim. That means if you have a taut beged and it fell on top of the beged, this could bring hisikevorim. It doesn't bend in, so the koyach of the nefila could bring about hisikevorim. That is, if it's a taut beged. The loy mesiach. What if the beged is not taught, that means so it's flexible, so when the oif will fall on it, so it'll bend in together with the oif, like chayshina. Then we're not chayish, because that will not bring risakevorim. The force of the fall was the oif, the beggar that's not masiach will help raise the fall. Oif ma'ufef like chayshina. What is the din if you have a double beged and it's taut? But since it's a double beged, it can't be too taut. You double the beged, I mean. The beged is bent over. It's double. So then, loy chayshina, because since it's double, it can't be too taut, so it gives a little when the oif falls, so we're not chayish v'risikivor. What does Rashi say? Glime porus agabe yeseidais ba'avir. That there's a beged that spread out agabe yeseidais ba'avir, and it fell on this glime. Umasiach shaper, and it's taut, it's spread out tightly. Vinofal oif olov, and an oif fell on top of it. Chashin ilarisuk. Uboi shehiya, then you have to wait 24 hours. The given the Messiah, since it is taut, it's stretched out, is shapir kosher. That's called a hard fall. Oif ma'ufof v'inkfula hatalis. If the talis is kafu, it's bent over, Bafilu misuch, afilu it's spread out tightly, leich hashinen. Be'eina nimtachas yof. It can't be, if it's doubled over, it can't be spread out real tight. So memele, it gives in already to the nefilas ha'if. So leich hashinen. Zok the Gemara weiter. Isla. Now we're talking about a net that is used to trap oifers. And the oif fell on this net. Also it's in the air. The oif fell on this net. So it depends how close together the boxes are of the net. That means it's small boxes together. And it seems that this net was made out of rope. And it seems each box that was made to in this net, there's knots there that attach one chalik of the rope to the other. So there's a lot, so there's knots there. And the knots could be the impact of the nefila of the oif on the knots could bring about that risa kevor. So it matters how close the knots are one to the other. The Sichas Chulin is a nice picture. We'll see the difference. If it is a net and the knots are close one to the other, so then the kitri, the knots, are capable of bringing about risa kevorim. If the knots are not close together, and the Miri says, he says that this space between one box and another box of this net, that the foot of the oif could go through it, that's called Loi Mekar V'Kitri, and Loi Chayshinim. We're not Chayish for Risa Gevorim. What does Rashi say? Isle, oiv shenofal bereshes, a prusha ba'avir. It's a trap, it's a type of a net. That's prusha ba'avir, and it fell on this. Imikar v'kitri tishrei ha'chutim shebehem, the ksharim, that the chutim are tied, smuchim zele zetomit, so these knots, it seems, could bring about risikevom, chashinim, Shema haksharim roskua, the ksharim could be merasik. Yeah, zok the Gemara weiter. Kisna the Ovid bituni. Kisna the Ovid bituni. Pishta. Heosei chavilois chavilois. You have bundles of flax. It's chashinon, so you have a bundle of flax and it falls on top of the bundle, so with chayish verisa givorim. The high gisa, loy chashinon. But if it fell on the side, you see the schoon has like a slanty side, so memele it can just slide off. If it fell mamish on the bundle, so that could bring about risa givorim. But it fell on the side of the bundle, so Mamela can just slip off the side, and this will brace the fall, and it's not chayish for risa kevorim. The high geese, if it fell on the side, loy chashinon, you're not chayish, because it could slip off. What does Rashi say? Chayshinon sherei koshu. This is hard. A bundle of flax is hard. The high geese, im novel al tzidei achevil. It didn't fall directly on the bundle. It fell on the side of the bundle. Mikanamakan. Bahashmote, like was nishmat from it. Loi chayshinon dechimote alai, because when it reaches this area, it doesn't mishtarik and mishtamet, so it slides off. It's not malkile, it's not it doesn't damage it. It doesn't when it falls, it slides off. So memela, there's no shash of risa kevara. Asuraise, Rashi says, chavilai shalkanim. These are bundles of reeds. Chayshina, this is a bundle is a hard substance that if it falls on it, it's chayshina. Kisna the dayik v'nofitz. If you have flax, and the way they make linen, there are three processes. First, they soak the flax stalks in water for 12 days, which helps to loosen up in the flax, the flax that grows, there's a hard woody core in the middle of the flax stalk. On the side, there's also husks, and between the woody core and the husks, there's flax fibers, which are in your side soft. So when they make linen, there are three processes which are done till they get the fibers that eventually becomes linen. They first soak it in water, and by soaking it in water like this, everything is like stuck together. There's a glue that is mechaber, the fibers and the husks and the woody core together, so it's one entity. After they soak it for around 12 days, so it loosens up. So fine, but you still have these husks which are tough and the woody core which is also tough. Then they crush it. They crush these flax stalks, and the crushing process helps to separate the flax fiber from the core and the husks. So mamela, that is called dayik. That dayik is the crushing process. Then afterwards, so you have crushed core and crushed husks, and then you have also the flax fibers. Then they comb it out, and this combing process separates all the husks and the core, the woody core, and then mamela, then it becomes a soft, pliable fiber, which linen is made out of that fiber. So dayik is the crushing process, and nufitz is the combing process. Now the Gemara says as follows. Kisna the dayik v'nufitz. You had flax stalks, which was crushed already and was combed out. And now all you have is the fibers, the flax fibers, which in your side are soft. Is like hashini. So you had a large pile of flax fibers after some, and the oif fell on this. So it's soft, it will cushion the fall, and like hashini. But what is dayik v'loin of it? You just crushed these flax stalks, but still there's mingled in this flax, there's mingled the crushed pieces of wood and the woody core and the husks, which are not soft. So if a oif falls on this, that is dayik v'loy nofetz, chayshina, so we are chayish, that parisa kevorim. Let's see what Rashi says. Kisna the dayik chavut, it's crushed. V'nofitz is that it's combed out. Loich hashinen im shatoyach agabi karke, v'nufar, because then the yisod, the fibers alone are softish. So this will brace the fall. Dayik v'loy nofitz, shivrei hagivoylim malkenoif, so the broken Givolim, the husks and the woody core, this can bring risik evorim to the oif. Kisni the ovid bituni chayshina. No, this we had before, ready? Der Ovid Bizri, kiven de Ika bei Kitri Chayshina. So when the last translation says the Ovid Bizri Pupidish, and he also says bundles. Pupidish means bundles. So you have bundles of flax. Afilo daik v'nofet chashinen mishum kitri de isbei. So I think the kitri de isbei means the knots of the rope that's making these bundles, I think. That's the kitri. If it means bundles, so a kochach, I mean, we have here an interesting thing. The etzem flax is daik v'nofet. So that is not hard at all. Shemishum kitri de isbei. So where did these kitri come from? If you learn it's a bundle, Shem Kitri did by so, and there's knots in the bundles, which are capable of making Risa Kevorem. Rishash wants to say it's another pshat. Perish Rashi Bozaini Muven. He doesn't understand Rashi. Understand? It's why in the bundles there has to be a lot of knots, Mr. Tamid. That's what he doesn't understand. In his daiti, Nira Laforish, not like Rashi, the Kitre Haino Haksharim Shebekane Hashiboyles. I don't know, speaking about there's ksharim in the after it means there's ksharim in this the flax fibers. I don't know exactly what he means. Rashi didn't understand what the kitri are, so it means bundles. Daksa chayshinon, dakto loy chayshinon. Now what is this? Daksa ni oirish shivri givoylem ani nori min apishton shemenavtsin oisai. When you comb the pishton, so you have particles of the husks that come out from the pishton, chayshinon im nafal oif alayhim. So it seems that these are hardish, and this can bring about a risik evorim. Dakto mina dako gamhin noiris loy chayshinon miyesh mimeno kriya gabikak v'noif loif alayhim loy chayshinon lifishi hirako. That means if they were ground and it's very thin, so then it is soft, and this will cushion the fall. Nivra chayshina, timchesa loy chayshina. What is this? So Rashi says, Nivra siv hagodel soviv adikolim. I think Rashi means a certain vine that grows around a palm tree. And you dry it, and then it separates into ritzuis. And from this you make rope. It seems these ritzuis, I think, are very thin. So when it comes to the ritzuis, could be that it's thin. So because man, you didn't separate it in the ritzuis, the nechlak le ritzuis. Ukoshe timchisa la'achar shalchukul la'ritzuis la'ay nivra k'may shoysin la'klipas eitz akori til. This is a linden tree. Then it is soft, and then lo'ichay shina. Hitma Nihila. This is ashes that were sifted through a sieve, Meruket Benafa, and it seems Nichbash, they get pressed together, Venase Koshe, and it becomes hard. So Kitma Nihila Chayshina. Lai Nihila Lai Chayshina, but if it wasn't sifted yet, so it seems these ashes are Einay Nichbash, so it doesn't attach itself together to make a hard surface. V'chol shoh hu tofof v'einei kosher, so it's fluffy, it's soft. So this will not make a risa kebar. Chel adak leichayshinam. If you have sand, the mishtarik seems it does, it's not nichbash, and it slips. Beini nichbash lo'ilam. So mamela, there's no solid entity that the oif is falling on. Chelagas chayshina. Chelagas, avonim gdeile sheboi, that means in this chelagas, there's stones there also. Meraskin oif, shenoif alaleim. In this chelagas, there's stones also, and the stones can make a risa kebol. Tivno, v'ovid bizgo, chayshina, v'ovid bizgo, loy chayshina. What is this? No, I skipped over. Chelagas chayshina, avakt rochim chayshina, avakt rochim, seems gam hu nichpash v'nase kosher. We're talking about here's a whole pile of this. So this is a nichbash v'nase kosher, gets pressed together. So memele is chayshina. Tivna ishterim bala. So this is straw. Va'ovid bizga. Tevin, Tivna is the straw, Tevin shalchitim usa'irim. Bizga chavila, and you made a bundle out of it, is chayshina. Loyavid bizga, chavilin make a bundle, is loy chayshina, then it seems it's soft. The bundles are the sibe that make it, hold it, attach it together, and it becomes hardish. Chiti v'chol deminayu chayshina. Chitim, so fell on a kri of chitim, v'chol deminayu, as she says, kugoyin shipoin, shul kosher, chayshina minofal alayim. Sari v'chol deminayu, loy chayshina, that's the Maram Shiv's girse. Seems it's not so kosher. Kol minei kitniyis ein boi mishum risuke evorim. Kitniyis, if you have a kriya of kitniyis, ein boi mishum risuke evorim. Levar min ruvye. Ruvye, I think, is black eyed peas. And there it seems there is risuke evorim. Ruvye talsam. Chimtzi ein bei mishum risa keborim. Chivtzi yesh bei mishum risa keborim. Chimtzi, fishlish. So these are peas. Machliken heim. These are used, it's slippery. Beinom nechboshim, they don't get pressed together. Chivtzi, tidrush, this is chickpeas. Beinom agulim. These are not round, v'loy mishtarki, it doesn't slip, it doesn't roll. So this is yesh be mishum risa kevorim, and then we make a klal. Klal de milse, kol midi de mishrek, something that is slippery, ein be mishum risa kevorim, v'loy mishrek, יש בהם משום ריסק איבור. קודם משטריק, סרשי סס, מחליק זה מזה, seems the עצם זך is not attached one to another, it's like slips one from another, ואינם נכבושם יחד. והנויפל עליהם, so something falls on it, נשמת פהילך. So he's going from one to another, ואין כאן חוות, so there's no bank. Let us see Tosfos. Kitnius ein beim ishem risek eivorem. Isvorem de garsi bosa hochi, chimzi ein beim ishem risek eivorem. That is peace, we had said. Chimzi yesh beim ishem risek eivorem. And that's chickpeas. וכן גרסס הקונטרס. משמע דלהבי בכלל קיטניס. I mean, just said a blank statement, קיטניס אין במשום ריסק גיבורים, and then you start talking about peas and chickpeas, which Tosfos means to ask, I mean, that's also קיטניס. If you say a statement, קיטניס אין במשום ריסק גיבורים, then you start differentiating between peas and chickpeas, it's a bit modern. ושלמה, the kidneys מיירי בדבורים דקים, small kidneys, כמו ידשם, lentils, בוירס, rice, ודויכן, and millet, which are very small particles. That's what he meant before. That's what he called kidneys. Peas and chickpeas are really a different category. They're larger, so that's why he had to specify them separately. Dovuk. Now, Dovuk, what is Dovuk? Let us see Rashi. Dovuk glued belaz, which means glue. The tochen oisoi bedav cotton, this was an oifen, how to capture a bird. So what did they do? They put a small piece of wood, and the small piece of wood, they put a coat of glue on top of this piece of wood, and then they put this on a branch, and a knife went on the branch, and not realizing what he's getting into, so he went on this piece of wood, and then all of a sudden, he's glued to the wood, and now he can't... He can't fly away, he can't run away, he's bitter. Dovek glut belaz, v'toichen oisoi bedav cotton, you smear the glue on a small piece of wood, v'oiv shoichen olov, and the oiv rests on this piece of wood, v'midvak boy, now he gets glued to this piece of wood, and then he starts flying, but he's already flying together with Adav. And he falls. Now he can't fly too well, and he falls. So now the Shaila is, will this fall make Risa Kevot? Dovuk, Ravashi Shori, Amei Marosa. So the Gemara elaborates. Bechad gapeh, if only one wing got stuck to the glue, but the other wing, he can still move the other wing. It didn't get stuck. He's only stuck with one wing. The kula omer loy pligi deshori. Why is it mutter? Because the alkaponim, when it falls, will start flying with the one wing, and that one wing will zicha brace the fall, so you don't have to be chayish for risa kebor. Ki pligi betrei gapi. The machloikis, Ravashi and the meimar is, if both wings are stuck to this, to the glue on the daf, so memele there it can't fly. Zman da osa, amalach eichinekum. How can it fly? Both wings are stuck. Amanda shori omaloch efshe de nekim a ikvi de gapi. By the end of the wings, it seems there's a small chalik that's not that wasn't attached, that didn't get glued to this piece of wood. And this small chalik is enough to al-kaponim to lessen, to brace the fall. That's one lotion in the Gemara. So, chad gape, everyone holds that there's no shayla, that the zichan no shayla v'risa keibohim. Trei gape, we have a machlokes, since there's a still a chalik of the wing, which a kaponim is still movable, so that alone could be matzal v'yoyf. V'ike da amri. Others say, betrei gapi, not like this. Kulam will epligidos. There's no machlekes. If both wings are stuck to the daf, so the end of the wing is not capable of doing anything. Lepligidos, ki pligi bechad gapi. If only one wing is stuck, Mandeshori, Omaloch, Efsher, the Porach, Bechad Gapas, he can fly with one wing. Omanda Osa, Kivin, the Bahai Le Motzi Porach, Bai Nami Le Motzi Porach. If one wing flies with both wings, and if one wing you're not capable if one wing he can't fly, so the other wing also cannot help him to be nitzel from risik eborim. That means what that he will accomplish with one wing, since the other wing is out of service. So it's le motzipor. Ve'ilchese. Now we pasken laloche. Betrei gapi also. Bechad gapi shori. So when we pasken taket, both wings are stuck to the debek. It's also bechad gapi shori. Zogt Rashi, Dovok lud belas v'tochen eis v'daf kotten boi v'shoichen olof o midvak boi o peireich im adaf v'noi folorez. Es bachad gap v'shlo nidvak elo begaf achas o peireich v'shniyem. So my mail everyone holds according to the first loss in its kosher. But if both wings are stuck, eichen eiken b'mei yeyoch ala hokim. The Lisa asks me, how can it lift itself? Filkach shenoyful, nechbat v'nefila gemur. This is a nefila gemur. This is a real sense. The other man, Yomo, says, ha'ikve de gapa, b'miktsas v'noyse asks me, b'ikve agapayim, b'roish ha'konof, mokim shechoytchen ha'konof, min eves, it seems, if that is not dovok, that is not attached to the daf, so he can somehow use this chalik to raise the fall. Betrei gapi yoser, elo im keim omad v'olach. And that's, it seems that's the hilchise, that it's called azach, that's risa gevorim, and we will only be machsher im omad v'olach. Kosov v'aloch is g'doylis. Kol heiche de boi b'dike, kigoyim, Nefula, Ushvura, Udrusa, the Miskashri Bebedike. That means, we have a Bedike, we had two things. We had before on Daphne Nalafam and Beis, that let's say if 24 hours passed by, it was a Mesles, or it was Omad, so als Piruke Borim, you don't have to be afraid. 24 hours per day, I have to write Pirkei Bom, the Teifus of Pirkei Bom. But, you do have to be afraid of a Bedike boy. If it wasn't Holach, that 24 hours, so you have to be afraid of Bedechut HaShedra, Shviris Reif Slois, Akiras Chulye, and then Kineged B'nei Ma'ayim, Kineged Kol HaCholu we had, you have to Shemanikra Reif HaChitoynes, Achitzoina, Einikvu Adakim. You have to be Baidik now. That means, if it was Loi Holach, so, als Vispalko Avera, we have to be afraid. But something happened which could have brought about a Talfis in the inner Eivorim. You have to be Baidik. Amirdika Machloikis here. Kosov Aloch is Doilis. Kol heichi di boi b'dike, when the loch is in the b'dike, kei nafula, shvura, drusa, the miskashre b'dike, So the Baal Alochis Dele said, Hani Mili Bedeiris Kamoi. That was good. Bisman Chazal. Dave Bekiel and Mibzik. They were bucky to make a bdikah. They knew exactly how to look. And if there was something wrong, they would notice it. And if they didn't notice it, that means there's nothing wrong. Aval anan loy bekeino. We are not bucky to open up an animal or a knife and look at the organs and we can see that everything is good and v'loy samchinin anafshin. So we can't rely on that. So finish. So the Bahag says. So forget about it. If it was loy holach. Forget about it. So we cannot be matter to eat this behema oif. And Rashi says, Veli nire, de ein loy ledain, al masha ein avroyis. Umut alisma cholo, dechsiv al ashefet ashayia ba yomimayim. Mordeke Rashi. Abul hu yizoy yofe. Abul this dayan has to be very careful. Lahavi lafonav kola tabochim, vachola bekiyim bedoba. Before he's being boydikid, you bring all the butchers and all the bekiyim. Let's be boydikid together. Don't put it on his plates. Ki heichid in nimtaye sheve mikshure. That's why it's a loshna of the Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says if you have a big lock to carry, so you take a lot of people, so each one will have a carry a splinter. That means if you have a lot of people, so that means it shouldn't be on the shoulders of the dying alone. There was a whole bunch of butchers here and tabochim and shah. They looked and everyone said they don't see anything. Then it's good. But that's a meridika machloikis between the Bahag and Rashi. Now the Bahag said a metzias. The Bahag says we are not bucky. We are not bucky. That means Chazal, or in the previous Deiris, they were more capable to be, but we are not bucky. Now, if Rashi would have said, no, what are you talking about? We're bucky like that. Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi is not chaylik with the Bahag. Rashi just brings a posik, v'la shayfit ha-shayiyah ba-yomimai. Rashi seems to be saying, amoyra dikezach, the Torah told us, and the Torah is nitzchiyah, that ain't le da al ashevet ashiya biyomi mehem, the Torah gave the koyach hayra to ashevet, but in any tkufa, ain't a chanami, we do not have the capabilities that the previous shevetim had, that's 100% true. That's 100% true. Rashi isn't chaylik on the Bahag. The Bahag says, we're not bucky. So Rashi says, we are. Rashi doesn't say we're bucky. It's not chaylik on the Bahag. Rashi says, that's true, we are not as bucky as they were, but the Torah's nitzchis and the Torah was given to all Torahs. And ein ledayin al mash ein avroyes. If to us we see it's kosher, and to the best of our capabilities we are boydig and thus, and that's all that has to be. So that is the kashrus what the Rebbeinu Shlomo wanted. If to us it looks that it's kosher, that's enough. That's mitzamayra dekamachleikus. Halacha we bring down machmatakech. We're not soymech on abedikus, and others want to be. If it's holcha, it's good. So it's holcha, then we have this bir of holcha that we don't have to be biting. Others, there's another itself, but to wait, use base chaydish. But then it's a very scary thing, use base chaydish, you'll get mixed up, and thus, and that's not so posh. It. Others want to say there's an inyan to wait, use base chaydish. If you wait, use base chaydish, so memela, then I see, so again, it's not on my places, it's not, I mean, there are problems, there's a problem, I think the Rana is discussion. I mean, a nekev passes the koshu. I mean, a koshu is very minute. But they say that if it came from a fall, it wouldn't be a koshu. A kaponim, we have here a murder kamachlekes between Rashi and the Bahak. Tana Rabbana. Elohein Roiv Tzlois. No, Nishtabru. We hear in the Mishnah, Nishtabru Roiv Tzloisel. Roiv Tzloisel. Tana Rabbana, you should look maybe in Sichas Chulin, he has Lemaise Chazal speak about, I think you turn the page, he has, when he speaks about the Tzlois, he has, he counted the Tzlois, they're the two pictures of the Tzlois of an animal, really there's 13 Tzlois, and Chazal only speak about 11 Tzlois. So there's a mahalach that the first two Tzlois, number, the rib number one and number two, he numbers the Tzlois. That doesn't go into Bingsaraivon. This doesn't go into the cheshbon of the Tzlois. They're softer and they're not, things are not so important. Al kaponim, so we're speaking about 11 Tzlois. We're speaking about 11 Tzlois. So al pichashmu, we start counting from 3 to 13. Tana Rabban, so it says, Nishtabru Roiv Tzloisel. So if we're cheshbening with not 13 Tzlois, we're cheshbening about 11 Tzlois on each side, so 22 Tzlois altogether. That's what we have to reckon with, 22 Tzlois. So Roiv Tzlois means 12 Tzlois. If 12 Tzlois are broken, out of 22, so 12 are broken, so Mamela, that's called Roiv Tzlois, and that's Treife. That's 12 broken ribs. Tana Rabbono, Elohein Roiv Tzlois, Sheish Mikan, Visheish Mikan. We have 6 and 6, because on each side there's 11 Tzlois, so if you have 6 on one side and 6 on the other side, you have Roiv Tzlois. Oy achas eschei mikan va'achas mikan. Oh, you don't have to have, you could have 11 on one side and one on the other side. Dikirish yeshev roiv tzlois, which are nishbar, and this is treif. Omar ze'iri umechetzion klape shedre. When you're speaking about a shvira of the tzlois, we're speaking about that it's nishbar mechetze ulamaylo towards the shedre. That seems that is the kechias comes from the shedre, and if it's broken there, this makes a treif. Omar Rabbe bar Barchana, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, ubetzlois gedoylois sheyesh ben moich. We're speaking about the large tzlois, the large ribs that have moich. Now, let us see Rashi. Hachig, Chav beis lois gedoylim, sheyesh behen moyach, yesh lo lebehime. Yud alef mikan, vi yud alef mikan, v'roiv shalem have yud beis. Hachig asinen, ay achas eschem mikan, v'achas mikan. U'mechetzion klapei shedre, u'binin shiin nish boreis, Oyson yud beis lois mechetshen klape shedre, lefi sheshom chiyuson. The chiyus comes from the shedre. So if the chiyus was nifsak by chetshe lamaylo, so that brings about a talfis. Loi mechetshom letad achoze, but mechetshe lamato seems that will not be matriv. Omar ule. Ula said, Ben Zakai Omar, that's Rashi's Gilsa, or Sitai said a different Gilsa, Omar Ula Ben Zakai Omar, and Rashi said, before we go further, Bar Zakai Lo Yadana Monoi. Rashi says, I don't know who he is. So what is Rashi telling us? Rashi is telling us, we have Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakai, which is a Tane, and then his father, Ben, there's a Mishnah in Sanhedrin that brings about Ben Zakkai. But this isn't him. because we'll see the Amazoyim Bochaylik with him. So this is not from that Ben Zakkai. So who's this Ben Zakkai? So Rashi says, Lo Yadan Namone, I don't know who this Ben Zakkai is. It's not from the Tanoim, it's another Ben Zakkai. Omar Ule, Nekru, what if the Tzlois were Nekar from the Shedra? Not Nishbaru, Nekru. Baroi Tzad Echot. So how many Tzlois do you need to be Nekar? Roiv of one Tzad. What does that mean, Roiv of one Tzad? So since there's 11 Tzlois on each Tzad, so if 6 Tzlois were Nekar, so that's right. Nishtabru, but what if the Tzlois were broken? Roiv Shnei Tzadim. Then you need 12 Tzlois. That means, so that what we said till now, we had a baraisa that Nishtabru is Roiv Tzloiseo, that 12 of the ribs have to be broken. So Ben Zakkai said, that's by Nishtabru, they're broken. But if it was Nekar, if the rib was Nekar, Misheroshe, not it's broken, it was Nekar from the Shedre. So then, if 6 ribs are Nekar, it's strife. Rav Yochanan Omar, Bein Nekru, Bein Nishtabru, Beroiv Shnei Tzadim. No. There's no difference between Nekro and Ishtabru. You need Roiv of Shnei Tzadim. So since there's 22 ribs, you need 12 ribs to be Nekar in order to be Treif. He says, Rabbi Yochanan does not differentiate between Ishtabru and Nekro. And Ben Zakkai said, yes, Nekro, 6 ribs. 6 Roiv of the ribs on one side, 6 ribs. That is sufficient to make a treif. Let us see what Rashi says. Nekru b'roiv tzad echot. Kivin she nekru sheish mehem. If 6 ribs were neka, dahainu roiv tzad echot. I think the Zepher Shaki wants to say from Rashi, and will be very good in the Gemara later. He didn't, roiv tzad echot does not mean roiv of one side. He wants to tell you a number. He's telling you how that roiv of the ribs of one tzad, if it's nekar, it becomes treif. That means it could be the 3 and 3. Me on this side, 3 on that side. He's not going into how they were nekar. But roiv of the ribs on one, of one side, in other words, 6 ribs, that's what he's saying. That creates a tafus. Kimin shenekru sheish mehem, 6 of the ribs. That's the criteria, not the roiv of one side. 6 ribs were neka. Dainu roiv tadechot. 6 is grad. That's the roiv of the 11 ribs on one side. It's treife. Avo v'mishtar v'shtabru le'mitchve le'biyud beis. V'shtabru, how can he 12 ribs have to be broken? The Hainu Roiv Shnei Tzadim. They didn't need. That's what Ben Zakkai said. Rabbi Yochanan said, no, there's no difference between Nekru and Nishtabru. And you need that 12 ribs have to be Nekru. Now, fine. So even Machlokes, Ben Zakkai, and Rabbi Yochanan. Omar Rav. Now Rav said, Nekro tzela v'chulyo imo. If one rib was neka, but the chulye, in which, that means the socket that the rib is in, so the chulye sashedra was also neka, and Rashi says, v'afilu achut kayim. Afilu the chut hashedra, the spinal cord is kayim, but somehow one rib in the one chulya was neka from the behemah. Treif. Omri le Rav Kahane v'Rav Asi le Rav. נקרא צלה מכאן בצלה מכאן, וכל יקיים מסמל. בעצם השאלה, what is the din? He said one rib with the vertebrae of the shadre, it's straight. Now they asked him, what is the din if both ribs that were neka, that means neka tele, the rib which is opposite the other rib, neka tele mikan v'tele mikan v'chulya kayemes, but the shadre is kayem. Mal amalahu, so he told them, gistere kamris, what are you talking about? He said, if the ribs from both sides were neka, so that's keilu, the behema was split in half. A behema that's split in half, if it's missing a rib on both sides, and a behema that's split in half is not a treif, it's a nevela. It's dead already. Halachically, it's dead already. So memela yoshech, it's not, it's dead. It's a din of a nevela. Gisre kamrisu. Fine. So he told them, you're claiming a shayla is a treif, it's not treif. So he looked at them, treif? It's a nevela. That's what he told them. Correct the Gemara. And then he was looking at them. You're playing a shayla with treif, it's a nevela. But Rav Nami gisteri kama. You said, nekra tzela v'chul ye'ima. You said that one rib with the vertebrae of the shetra was neka. So you said, that's treif. So the Gemara says, I don't understand you. If you were oike, the rib and the chulye sa shedre, what can happen with the other chulye? The other chulye is nothing but hold on to. So it also fell off. So the Gemara says, I don't understand Rav. He says, Ashtik Teire, Rav said, Ashtik Teire, that if the tzela, the rib, and the chulye, the vertebrae of the shedre were neka, he says, that's called treif. That's called treif. Fine. They asked him a shayla, what is the din if both ribs were neka and the chulya is kayim? And he told them, what are you talking about? If both ribs were neka, that's called a gistere, which is an avela. Trek the Gemara, Rav, your case is also a gistere. The minute that the chulya sa shedra was neka, so the other rib is nothing but to support itself on, it supports itself. And the chulya sa shedra. So you also have a gistere. You have a worse gistere than they had. They had at least a chuta shedra. You don't even have a chuta shedra. They had a shedra al kaponim. They had a chulya sa shedra. You don't even have a chulya sa shedra. And you say it's straight. That's the Gemara's kash. Well, Rav Nami gistere koma. So, and you say it's straight. So the Gemara says, no. Ki koma Rav tela beloi chulya. No. He meant that the rib was neka without the chulya. Like the Gemara, I don't think, but tzela v'chulya come. He said, klar, nekra tzela v'chulya imay. So the Gemara says, tzela v'chatzi chulya. That's what he means. He means that in the vertebrae, there's the vertebrae that the chuta shedra goes through, and there's also sockets for in both sides of the vertebrae that the rib fits in. So, Rav was speaking about that it was neka, one rib, with the socket of the chulya, that was also neka, but you still have a chulya there, you still have a socket on the other side that's supporting the other rib. So, Memela, Rav said, that's treif. Rav said, that's treif. A rib with a chulya, that was neka, that's treif. They asked the shayla, two tzlois were neka. So Rav said, if two tzlois are neka, so you have one place in the body of the beim, it's keilu, it's nifsak. He says, that's a nevela. That's not a treifa. That is a nevela. Let us see Rashi. Omri lei, they asked the shayla, boi minei, Nekra tzela mikan, the tzela mikanegda, the opposite, both ribs were neka, v'chulya kayemes, and the vertebrae is kayem. Ma.
So he told them, Gistere kam Riese, you're asking the Shaila by a Gistere, bit me ye. Behemo shenifseko beemtso isa atem shaylen, you're asking the Shaila if the behemo was split in the middle. Honevela nami, kadamba perkab, this is an avela. So if you have two ribs that were naked, that kilo was split. So mamela, that's no shaila.
So the Gemara asked, Ravna migistere koma.
Rav also is speaking about a gistere.
The kivin de nekar tzela v'chu yaima.
Rav is speaking about that the rib in the vertebrae was nekar.
Harei tzela shekenegdoi.
So the rib on the opposite side, nishpetes, ishmetovenofla, so it's going to fall down.
The korele rav treife. In this case, you call that treife. And their tzir, which the chuyas hashedra was kaim, that you called a gistere.
So the Gemara says, no.
V'chatzi chuyo.
Now, Rav, that's what Rav said, v'chuyo imo, means v'chatzi chuyo. V'atzelo, that means the chelik, that the rib is socket, if it's into the socket, that was neka. Above a hatzela shekenegda, mechuberes yofe bachatzi chuye kayeme. So, but he is not speaking about a case of gistere. He's speaking about a case. He's speaking about a case that only one rib is missing, that's not called a gistere. Let us just see one. Taisus v'rav nami gistere koma. Mi kora hava osilei de rav shapa, de duma lechoshiv gistere. Before we didn't ask a kasha on rav. Maybe that's not called a gistere. I mean, it's missing a rib on both sides. That's not called that. The pain was split in half. Aval kivin de choshiv u de rav kahane nevela mishim gistere, the day nami nevela hii.